Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. We start in Montreal, where a legal bid to move anti-war demonstrators from the McGill campus has failed. The encampment on the university grounds is now in its fifth day. Alison Northcott has the details.
Demonstrators at the McGill encampment celebrated the court decision.
The injunction was denied!
A Quebec judge rejected the request for an injunction that sought to ban several groups from protesting within 100 meters of campus buildings. Judge Chantal Mas ruled the request didn't demonstrate an emergency requiring the court to intervene, but the judge called on protesters to be mindful of their language and avoid anything that could be perceived as calls to violence or anti-Semitism. Neil Oberman is the lawyer who filed the request on behalf of two McGill students.
Yes, the conclusion isn't what we expected it to be, but that is what we call law. But you must read the judgment from A to Z, and you'll see the court called out what the court saw from the evidence, what occurred and what is occurring.
McGill has asked for police assistance to get the protesters to leave, but so far the encampment remains. Alison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
Students on campuses from coast to coast across the United States are vowing to stay put until their demands are met. Protesters at Columbia University in New York are back rallying today, the latest demonstration coming just hours after police in riot gear moved in and arrested dozens of people. Arrests were also made at schools in Wisconsin and Arizona this morning, while UCLA has canceled classes after a night of violence. Witnesses there say clashes broke out after Israel supporters tried to remove barriers around a pro-Palestinian encampment. To Israel now, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is tangible progress on improving humanitarian access to Gaza. Blinken spoke in Jerusalem after meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The progress is real, but given the need, given the immense need in Gaza, it needs to be accelerated, it needs to be sustained.
Blinken says there are more aid trucks crossing into Gaza by land, and the U.S. sea terminal being constructed on the territory's Mediterranean coast will be operational within a week. But, he says, there are still challenges with distributing aid within Gaza. He also repeated the U.S. does not support Israel's plan to invade the southern city of Rafah without a plan to protect civilians. To other news now. Police in Saskatoon have announced they will search a landfill. They are looking for a woman who was 22 when she disappeared more than 3 years ago. Jason Warwick has the details.
The search for Mackenzie Lee Trache has brought Saskatoon police to this city landfill, and her father, Paul Trache, hopes to find answers.
This is a place that nobody wants to be, but this is part of our journey.
A month-long targeted search begins today in an area of the landfill about 10 meters wide. Saskatoon Police Staff Sergeant Corey Lenius says information from electronic devices combined with GPS data from garbage trucks has led them to a specific search location.
Some of the evidence we've collected has given us some indication what trucks to track, and therefore we were able to get those GPS coordinates from the city and be able to pinpoint with the engineer's help as to what part of the landfill we should be looking.
The landfill operation is scheduled to last 33 days with 14 searchers and two specially trained cadaver dogs. Jason Warwick, CBC News, Saskatoon.
The president of El Salvador has ordered a corruption investigation against every member of his government, including himself.
Hay algo que yo sí le tengo miedo, y es a dejar un mal legado.
Nayib Bukele told the members of his cabinet he was afraid of leaving a bad legacy and pointed to past presidents who had been tainted by the actions of their corrupt officials. He calls it a war on corruption, modeled after his war on gangs. Bukele used extreme measures to rid El Salvador of criminal groups, earning him high approval ratings. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.